Welcome back to another great episode. I am your co-host Omar, and this is
Juan,
and we're back at it again with another great episode, coming to you from a slightly different location for myself, but just as great podcast coming to you guys.
Where are you at? Tell people where you at.
I'm on a business trip, man.
Oh, ain't that a fucking lie? A business trip, he said. All right. He said it himself.
Call me out like that?
Just like fucking that.
I was trying Omar's to be all sophisticated.
Omar's in a business trip because he's a gentleman and a scholar, I hear. And I'm just in my regular old home, you know, just chilling here.
Yeah, Mr. Goody Two-Shoe over here.
Nope. Button out, bro. What's up?
Oh, okay.
Buttons off. Sorry. You didn't notice that. Sorry. I had this buttoned up earlier, but it looked too good. Or maybe not too good. Who knows? One of those two.
You look great as always, Juan.
Thank you. You as well. You got that good hip look. I like it. The hat to the back.
Oh, okay. I thought you were actually talking about my hips. I was like, oh, okay.
No, like, you look hip, you know?
Yeah, I look hip-hop-ish. I look hip-hop-ish. Yeah,
exactly. You look like you're about to fucking throw down and rap with Eminem right now.
Oh, damn. Like, I could bust some mean flows right now.
Yeah. Fuck up Slim Shady.
Yeah. Even his name is fucking you up, man. I don't know if I can even go against him. I don't think it's doable.
I should come up with some rap names at some point. But, like, you know, sort of like Mexican-inspired-ish. I think that would be fucking hilarious.
Like little, like alter egos.
Yeah. I think that would be funny. You know, like how in a quick story in high school, when we were, I don't know if it was math or some other class. I think it came from The Hangover, but we started calling each other, was it Mr. Chow and Mr. Chang? I forgot was who.
It was Mr. Chow and Chong, or Mr. Chong.
Yeah, Mr. Chow and Mr. Chong. Yeah.
But I called you Mr. Chow, and you called me Mr. Chong.
Gotcha, okay. I do like Chow better, so that's what's up.
And I kept telling you, like, no, you're Chong. And you're like, nah, you're Chong.
I to this day, I don't remember who was, I mean, you're telling me right now, but like every time I remember, I'm like, who was I? Like, was I the Chow or was I the Chong? I just cannot remember.
Yeah, I don't know. It was one of those silly, silly high school things that we went through.
Silly goose.
Yeah, silly goose times. But yeah. Now it's time to get serious, right? Now it's time to get into it. So today we wanted to talk to you guys about stress and stress management, right? So we continue to tell you guys and develop new ideas for you in terms of like growth, right? Trying to become a better person, persevering in life, getting all the stuff that you want done, accomplishing those goals, right? But now we kind of want to take you through the side of stress. So as you're getting stuff done, as you're getting ahead, as you're accomplishing things and then moving on to more difficult goals, you know, typically you will be stressed. You will kind of allow that kind of to partake in your life. If up until then you haven't really felt what stress is, you definitely will. Once the stakes are a bit higher, you will feel like you might not want to make it the whole way through. Like you might want to give up, especially once you kind of start holding yourself accountable into like a higher degree of workload, and whatever aspect of your life, it's like, it can kind of start to take a toll on you. I'm stressed.
kind of take a toll on you just a little bit. Yeah,
just a little bit. I personally felt, a little bit stressed this past week, dealing with things related to my job and then as well as my personal life. Right. So I felt like it was only right to discuss it now just because this is something I'm going through, like literally right now. And how I'm going about it, how we're managing it. Right. But before we get into it, are you stressed, Juan?
I'm not stressed. No, I'm not stressed. No.
I think it's the power in the man bun that you got there.
Man bun. It's a little tight. I might have to take it off, but
yeah, you're a little stressed.
It's there. It's there. I'm a little stressed at my man bun because I just showered and you're technically not supposed to do that with wet hair. So, you know.
Oh, really? Anyways,
I guess so. Yeah. My mom always used to tell my sisters that. And now that my hair is long enough, I'm like, oh, maybe I should listen to that. It is still wet. Oh, really? So.
Damn.
Maybe I'll hit you guys with the no man bun. Oh shit, that hurt.
Do a little hair flip.
Just like that.
Oh,
boom.
Look at that.
I feel like someone should say maybe it's Maybelline at that point. And there's only one other person here. Oh, he didn't hit me with it. Damn.
What?
You gotta say maybe it's Maybelline, bro.
I said it. I was like, maybe it's Maybelline.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Because right, in the commercial, didn't like the woman whisper it?
Oh. I don't know if I watched that one. Usually they fucking scream that shit. Maybe it's Maybelline. Like, damn. All right, I get it. It's Maybelline, bro.
Maybe.
Anyways. No, I'm not stressed. It was my first week back from, I guess you can call it vacation. I don't really like to call it that, but it's just my first day back into work. First day, my first week back into work. Mm-hmm. So I didn't say I was stressed, but there was a lot of stuff that came back. That I came back where things were, I wouldn't say on fire, but things were smoldering. There was a bit of smoke. And I had to figure out what's going on, why is it going on, how can I fix it, so on and so forth. While also managing, I don't know if this is the first time I said it, but while also managing like another promotion that I'm sort of working through with the company as well. So I don't know. I feel like of all weeks, this would have been the week to get stressed, especially the first day, because we found out some other employee was leaving from our team, another data scientist. A couple other things were going on in the background of that. And it was odd. There was just a lot of things. I don't think I was stressed, but it was one of those things where like, ooh, like you have to. I was really expecting like you come back and the first day is kind of chill, right? You sort of reacquaint yourself. The second day, you start getting a little bit more into it. By the third day, you're good and you're sort of a little bit more back to normal. It was very much the case that I came back and just by case of the situation that we were in, I had to be like at 100% from day one because the meetings just started and started and started and people were asking me questions and things of that sort. Even the COO was like, I hope you had like a restful vacation because like I'm going to have to ask you some difficult questions now. And I was like, again, at this point, I was still in the mode of like, yeah, I'm chill. I'm good. You know, I had some meetings, but I was like, oh. Excuse me, let me get back up because I was slouching a little bit. I was like, all right, hit me. So anyways, not exactly stressed, but definitely not an easy situation.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that's perfect actually for this episode then. We're on the opposite sides of the coin, right?
Yeah.
So let's go through the motions through your point of view. What would you say allowed you to not become stressful this past week? Especially coming back from a trip, right? We'll call it a business trip as well.
Business and leisure, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say the gym is a very like there are very obvious things, and we spoke about this before. Like there are very obvious things that I do that lower my stress level. The gym is one of them because I've been I don't know some 300 days I've been doing it now. So there's that consistency there that's allowing me to sort of. If I do have any frustrations, any stress, as soon as I wake up, I go to the gym and I lift weights or I run or something along the lines of that, which exerts a lot of energy. And yeah. I'm a very visual person. So all of those things, all of those people that challenge me in some way, I visualize them when I'm lifting the weights. I visualize them overall. So once I'm done, it's almost like I feel like I've already defeated the problems that are going to come that day in some way. Right. Because I haven't defeated them actually, but I defeated them mentally in my mind. Because that first day on Monday, I went through and I thought, all right, things are going to be going on. Because I've been keeping up with like what's been going on with the company. So I knew the things sort of that were going on. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to deal with this, this and that. We're going to have a couple of meetings here, there and there. And so in my mind, as I'm working out, I'm thinking about this. So as soon as I get back, I shower, I do yoga, whatever, and I start work. I know exactly where to start. Right. And so the work, the yoga also, because the work, working out really winds you up. Right. I mean, you know, like when you start working out, like your testosterone level just shoots up. You get really, it's great. But for my job, which is very mental, I need to tone it down because then that takes energy from like literally your brain, which needs it to process all these problems and think critically, so on and so forth. So yoga. So working out takes me up, yoga takes me down, and I end up at this sort of like even level.
balance.
That works out quite well.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would say those two things kind of contributed to you kind of being able to move past this week.
Yeah, I'd say so, generally. For you, let's say, because right, we're sitting in different, oddly enough, because we're like in a similar industry, but different sides of the seat, different sides of the table, I guess. But for your job, you had a difficult week. I mean, since starting, right? Let's be real. I mean, you just started. So probably every week has been pretty difficult. I mean, that's just how a new job is, right? There's no real rest until, I don't know, maybe a couple months after, you know, at least for mine, that's what it was. So you dealing with job, dealing with the podcast and things that you have to do along the lines of that, dealing with family, friends, relationships, personal things as well, right? Taking care of yourself. How do you do that? How do you, first of all, make sure you're checking off all the boxes, and also how do you manage your stress?
So, I would say this past week has actually been a very bad management, in terms of my time. And because with this new job, I've kind of prioritized it. Everything else have kind of moved to the side, right? Because I want to excel so bad at this job. I want to do well. I want to see results, and I don't want to see results in a few months. I want to see results today, right? Obviously, most people would say, it's a long-term thing. You got to kind of think it through, right? But because I see so many things that were either done wrong previously or things that can be improved on, I just kind of, every day, I'm just trying to constantly improve things every day, trying to constantly develop new ideas to kind of help in whatever shape or form. So I prioritize it. I become obsessed, right? As we've discussed in previous episodes, when you become narrow-minded, you become focused, and it's like you will not stop until you succeed. You will not stop until you achieve whatever it is that you want to. And so I very much prioritize my job right now. Everything else revolves around it. And, you know, typically that means very long days. Doesn't mean clock in and clock out, you know, for your 8-hour shifts. It means you're not leaving until everything is done today, or until at least I feel satisfied enough to leave home, or to leave work and go home. You know, sometimes there's no breaks, no lunches, whatever.
Let me ask you the situation. You're working, right? And you're in a managerial position currently. Something goes wrong. Let's say from 0 to 10 in terms of severity, 0 being no big deal, 10 being holy shit, the place is burning, so to speak.
Right.
There's an emergency and you're hit with about a 7, right? What's your process through solving the issue, through getting everything dealt with, but with the details of how are you handling your stress in that situation? How are you managing yourself so that you can manage that situation?
At a 7, that's still very minimal stress to me. Okay. I think things through. I take my time before taking any action so that it's not out of impulse or out of emotion. You know, it would depend what kind of situation it's revolving around, right? If the emergency is involving, say, one of our team members, right? Or if the emergency is involving like possibly a robbery or somewhere where not just our own team members, but also customers are in danger, right? Or if it's something more like maintenance based, like there's something wrong with our workplace. It really depends, right? And there's thousands more of things that could go wrong, but it really depends on what kind of a situation it is, right? That'll kind of dictate how I'm going to go through the process to, you know, resolve the issue at hand. If it's something where it's with one of our team members.
Yeah, real quick. Do you have different ways of dealing with your stress? So if like say something with team members versus something with customer safety, right? You deal with them differently, like in actuality, you do different things. What about your stress, though? Do you deal with your stress differently with one versus the other, or is it, like, consistent?
No, it would definitely be different. Say with, like, customers, I would react almost immediately. There's not much thought process to it, because you already know that the customer experience is the priority there, right? Customer is always right. That's something that you hear often in almost every industry. And so in that sense, I will do whatever I can to make it right for that customer, right? Because one bad experience will taint your business much more than thousands of good experiences. That one bad experience will lose you a loyal customer. And in long term, that happens over and over again. That's the end of your business. But if you can continue to show them a good experience every single time they come spend time at your business location, you know, sometimes not even spending money. Sometimes they just came on and said hi and hung out, right? Because they like the people that work there. Then that's the priority, right? To continue that. And if I'm the new face there, right? Because I'm the new person in charge, I want to also reassure them, like, hey, things are good. Things are actually getting better now that I'm here. Not that I'm the new face here and now things are going to go, you know, back to how they were before. So in that sense, the stress or whatever it may be is dealt with afterwards. Like say if somebody took something off a shelf and they're like, hey, this was listed at said price and now I'm getting rung up and it's like $2-3 more, right? And they're like flipping out at the person that's at the register. I immediately go make it right. There's no thinking, there's no nothing. It's just action, 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 right? Because that's what is expected of you in that position, both from the customer and from, you know, your team members. They don't want to see somebody that's going to be there standing like, I don't know, like, let me think about it or let me make a phone call. It's like, what? Like, you're the one in charge, right? You got to be able to make those calls. But in regards to perhaps a team member, right, an employee in the workplace, that I might actually take some time, right, to think through. Again, depending on the type of situation, whether it's like them putting themselves in danger at the workplace or it's their health that's on the line or they might have made a mistake at the workplace, you know, there's a couple of different scenarios there. But typically anything that involves a team member, I would probably kind of go take a couple minutes to myself, think it through, think about the specific points I want to hit to bring the, you know, that information across to that person, to that team member beforehand. So that when we're conversating, I know to prioritize these things, these bullet points, and focus primarily on that. Because, you know, it's very easy to kind of get carried away or go to some other place in the conversation that just is not going to benefit you or your team member, right?
Right. So that's your course of action.
Okay.
Let's say it's severe and there are a few of different situations that are going on throughout the day. Your stress level rises. How are you managing that? Forget the employees, forget the customers, right? None of it matters. It's just you at that point. How are you managing that stress?
As it builds up throughout the day?
As it builds up, or if there's just one scenario that is super high stress, whichever one.
Okay. So some, whatever thing just happened, I'm stressed. It's like, how do I go about it? I'd probably walk away. Not from the workplace, but probably go find an area where I can just kind of be to myself. Typically, that ends up being my office. You know, I take a seat and I reflect on what's going on. Typically, I'm pretty good about it. I mean, I will think about whatever situation I'm going through, think it through, and remind myself why it is that I'm putting myself in that position. Because ultimately, a very important thing to talk about in this podcast is you have to remind yourself a lot of this stress is self-induced. It's not like somebody's forcing you into a stressful situation, especially as you continue to develop yourself. It's self-induced. There's no other way to explain it. And so you have to remind yourself why you're there. You have to remind yourself what your drive is, what's inspiring you to be in that position that you're in, or what motivates you to continue. Right. Because if you forget that, if you lose that image, will there even be a tomorrow? Will you even complete that day? Right. And so for me, it's very vital that I kind of go to my office, think it through, sometimes I write little notes. That's something that I do a lot. Little sticky notes, kind of like you remember, you know, when you'd come over and you'd see like a bunch of sticky notes all over the place.
Yeah.
My office is filled with sticky notes. And then, so it's like, I'll make a note of like, okay, this is something I got to work on. And then there's some sticky notes that I allow the rest of the team members to be able to see, right? Like if something's missing or we need something. But then there's my personal sticky notes that I keep apart from that. And those are, like, are more personal thoughts to myself that aren't for the public eye. And then it's like, focus on this, or this is a priority, or don't ever do this again. You know, things of that sort of nature.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, in a sense, what you're talking about is management, but also you're talking about stress prevention in that sense, right? Because you know mm-hmm. that one situation and how you dealt with it caused you stress, or right. you managed it wrong. Something in general, it caused you stress, it caused you anxiety, whatever you want to call it. And that's something that you need to work on now, right? So mm-hmm. that's an interesting thing, because it's a management through prevention. You do these things to build yourself up and put yourself in a situation where if that situation presents itself again, you can handle it better. You handle right. it better, there's a better outcome. Stress is non-existent or very little in that case, right? So that's an interesting thing for you know, everyone out there. It's very important to manage your stress. It's also very important, right, to prevent your stress, to prevent worrying about these things. A big thing in college for college students is procrastination. I mean, everyone, it's a weird yeah. thing, but everyone seems to do it. And what happens? The date gets closer and closer. You have to turn in that essay. You have to study for that test, whatever it is. Your stress starts spiking and you just see it rising up and up and up in a linear or exponential path, whatever it is, based on the situation. And mm-hmm. why is it happening? Again, procrastination, right? But the thing that Omar's saying here, right, is in that case, realize I have to study differently for this class, for example. I have to approach this problem, this professor, this class, whatever it is, this degree, the job, differently than I did other things, right? And that puts yourself in a much better position where, yes, you will always have to manage stress, because it doesn't matter how well prepared you are, it will rise up. But being well prepared for those things will help you in the long term. Right. That's yeah. something that I personally also do quite a bit. Maybe I'm just starting to realize it's the reason why I don't experience a lot of stress, because I usually jump on things a lot quicker and a lot earlier than I need to. Right. Mm-hmm. In all of the positions that I've gained, that I've gotten promotions, as I've told Omar, whenever I ask for the promotion, I'm usually already doing that work. Right. And so you usually imagine you get a promotion and you start stressing a little bit because, wow, I used to do this. Now I need to do this. I need to change my perspective. I need to do all these things. Right. But in a sense, if you're aiming for this and you're down here, why not start building up from it already? Why wait and stay at this consistent level and then ask for that raise, ask for that promotion? You get it. And then you have this huge jump right here. Right. Whereas if you slowly start building up to it, building up to it, building up to it, and saying at one point, I want to be this thing, this professor, this type of student, this leader. And so you say, okay, here's where I'm at. This is the difference. Let me start building towards it. Right. You start building towards it. The harder it gets, the better you can deal with it. Right. Mm-hmm. Same way that you work out with weights. Right. That I always say, like, the weight is the same, but you become stronger, right? And that's the exact same thing there. The stress is the same, but you've become better, right? The stress doesn't rise up as much because you know how to deal with it better, or alternatively, you know how to prevent it so it never appears in the first place, right? So just some food for thought there for y'all. You can certainly manage your stress, and you should, but also a big thing, and I just became a big advocate of it within the last 30 seconds, you should definitely, you know, embody and try to do some stress prevention as well. I think that's, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, and the thing is, don't beat yourself up if you can't prevent it, right? I mean, that comes with time. Yeah, I sure. think that's a skill set that isn't equally achieved, or easily achieved, I should say, sorry. It takes time and patience with yourself, because with time, you'll develop those different habits or those different things that'll help you kind of ease off or take the edge off, right? When you are kind of getting to that, that stressful situation. Yep. But I do want to touch on, what stress leads to. Right. Because it builds up, right? Little by little. It could be, we could be talking about on a Monday, right? You came into your job, everything was okay, but maybe some things were missing, things were moved, and you're like, ah, whatever, it's fine. I'll figure it out. I'll find them, right? Maybe you go throughout the day, you found everything, but there was a one item that was missing that you could not find, right? Whatever, whether it was a tool that you need in your job, right? Or some sort of item that you sell, right? But just something was missing, and that's fine. You clock in, you clock out, right? You're not on the shift anymore. So, hey, well, I couldn't look for it anymore. I had to clock out. Come in Tuesday, right? Right? There's been other people at the workplace since then, right? Things have been moved again. Things are now misplaced. Now it's not just one item. Now it's multiple items. And now you're showing up to still do the same job, but now you're at a disadvantage because you can't find other things, right? You're like, that's fine. I'll probably be all right. And then on a Wednesday, the middle of the week, then somebody complains to you about it, right? Somebody, whether it's a customer or say somebody that you work with to do your job, says, hey, we're missing a couple things. You know anything about this? Like, this isn't acceptable. You know, this is part of your job. You need to know where these items are. And you're like, oh, shit. No, but I'll get right on that, you know. Thursday, you're like freaking out. You're like, what the hell's going on? Like, I don't know where these things are. Things are just missing. Like, I'm not even responsible for them. You're starting to blame the other people within your workplace, right? Yep. And you're starting to reach out to the higher ups, right? Your leader, right? Your manager, your boss. They're like, hey, this stuff isn't here. Like, I don't know what's going on. By Friday, it's like you're freaking out. Like, you don't even want to come into work because you're like, oh, great. Like, I'm gonna go into work. Everything's going to be missing. Everything's going to be upside down. Like, mm-hmm. What's the point? Like, I'm already going to be walking into a shit show. Why even go? Like, I'm going to just call out, right?
Yep.
And that's essentially like the buildup. Right, it goes from day one to day five, right? Monday to Friday, if you have Saturday and Sunday off, right? That's typically an old-fashioned scenario of how stress can develop and build up to the point where either you call out, you quit, or you're just freaking out, right?
Right.
And so for myself, I had a similar situation happen this week. There was a couple of things that weren't quite right at our workplace. There was some people that didn't come into work. There were some people that perhaps weren't doing the correct things.
Fire them. Fire them all.
Everybody.
you're gonna be like Trump now, bro. You're fired. To fucking everyone.
You're fired.
Nice. Not bad.
Absolutely, yeah. Not. And so, you know, as time went on, you know, I'm dealing with these things, but then I found myself having to make up for the one employee that wasn't able to come into work, right? I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'll figure it out. And so, like, I'm doing their job while doing my own. And then that's when it kind of hit me. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm doing two people's jobs right now. Like, and it's kind of getting in the way of my own priorities for today. I'm like, all right, that's fine. And it happened one day, but then it happened twice. And then the second day, I was like, damn, I know I did it one day, but like now I have to do that many more things today, right? Because I'm in charge of placing orders for certain merchandise. And so I'm trying to stay on top of all the things that I have on my mind that I know I got to get into our store location while also providing some sort of like relaxation and balance to the store as people come in, right? But my stress is at a pretty significant level. But I don't show it, right? I'm welcoming everybody in. There's people that are like purchasing stuff or some, you know, merchandise or whatever. And they're like talking to me about how difficult their day is. And they're just like, you know, just life is just really rough sometimes. I'm like, really? It can't be that bad. And meanwhile, I'm over here like dealing with my own like shit show, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, again, just kind of going through it over and over again until ultimately, fast forward to the end of the week, I broke down. I was like, damn, like it's one thing when everything in your workplace isn't, you know, working properly, right? Things that are your responsibility, sometimes out of your responsibility. But then when it's time to clock out, there's some sort of alleviation of that stress because you're removing yourself from the situation. You go home. But then what happens when at your home, there's also a stressful situation? There's no escaping, right? Yeah. And that's where I got to. So, you know, my work, my, you know, personal life. And then that's kind of where it hit me. I was just like, damn, I'm going through it right now. And my boss told me, like, you gotta go home. And like, for the first time, I actually listened to him because I was like, you're right. Like, I'm in an unstable position right now. I just made a mistake. That could have been pretty bad, right? Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe it wasn't that serious. But for me, to make any mistake in general is very serious.
Yep.
I don't take those things lightly. And so that's where I had to reflect on that and say, okay, you're not in a good position right now. You need to reassess yourself. You need to remove yourself from the situation. You need to do what you can for your personal life now. You know, you're leaving the workplace. Whatever things are there, shut it off. Done. You know, power off that side of the brain. Turn on the personal. What's going on? How can you manage the situation? What can you do to help or to resolve this matter at hand, right? And yep. Then after that, that's when I was able to like kind of decompress, you know, go out for the night, have some nice dinner, and just kind of. Oh.
What'd you have?
To the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I've never been. But
really?
Yeah.
I like it. It's a good spot.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Cheesecake Factory to end your day by Omar. Yours truly. I feel like you're about to say namaste for some reason, which would have been fucking hilarious. It would have been bad. So I just said namaste, Cheesecake Factory.
Something that you would probably say with that.
Yeah, no, I don't have it though right now. This is the New York financial worker who works 15 hours a day sort of look. No, bro, even today. That's how they be looking.
You're talking like this, like the hair is just like waving in the back.
That's Italian. What do you mean? That's Italian.
No. But like, still, like thinking, like in movies and stuff. Like,
oh yeah, 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 yeah. Robert De Niro. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah. It's like, you don't understand. Like, this is my money.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good real life scenario right there that you were talking about.
It's really good.
And I appreciate the vulnerability of admitting, like, I broke down, right? Because that's something that obviously it takes some guts to admit. It takes some guts to even acknowledge it to yourself, not even, you know, getting to the point of sharing it with people, but just admitting it to yourself, right? Because a lot of times I hear people say, like, oh yeah, this thing happened. I broke down. Like, it sucks. It is what it is. You know, it's like,
yeah, obviously, whatever.
I hate that. Like, I don't know if it's millennials or this new generation, but the is what it is mentality, I'm not going to dive into because it obviously frustrates me very much. And I'm going to control myself here. But yeah, that's like I said, an interesting situation there in dealing with a bunch of different things going on. I've been in similar situations, obviously not, you know, nothing of the same sense. And that's really where your fundamentals matter, right? That's, I make the analogy to like sports. Like, you practice something and then you practice it again and again and again and again. And so you're in this really high pressure situation, the Super Bowl, the World Series, the NBA Finals, whatever it is, those all or nothing sort of moments. And someone takes a shot, someone does some play, right? And everyone looks at it. And again, generally everyone's like, wow, this person's amazing. Like, how do they do that? Right? And we've talked about this previously. It didn't happen that day. That shot was already made, but he or she made that shot years before, 10 years before. They've been practicing that exact same shot. Right. Yeah. So I mentioned that because in high pressure situations like that, it's no time to come up with some new strategy. There's no time to be like, oh shit, this is different. I have to figure this out now. No. You have to rely and fall back on your fundamentals. How did you deal with this previously? That's how you need to deal with it now. If you want to move towards a different stress management system, prevention, if you want to learn anything, go for it. Start building up to it. But don't change your plan when pressure hits, because that's exactly where you make the most mistakes. Because now not only are you dealing with a stressful situation that you've never felt with, now you're trying to approach it in a different sense that you've never previously done or tested before. And that is a recipe for disaster, right? Mm-hmm. Even the situations where you break down, take the L, but stick to your fundamentals. Then go back, reflect. Did that work? Was that the best way of dealing with that? Okay, maybe not. Maybe I need to do this or that. Or maybe it was, but I just didn't stick to them. Maybe, again, I panicked in the last moment. I made some bad decision. Now I have to deal with that. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's a very important thing with all of the things that we really talk about on this podcast. Like, stick to what you do. Stick to what you say and how you live your life. And slowly, bit by bit, improve it. Right. But don't throw in an untested theory or a gut feeling at the last moment when everything is at stake, because then you're really rolling the dice. That is what I would call gambling and not actually making a smart decision backed, again, by your fundamentals. So that's at least how I try to do it. Again, I don't try to reinvent the wheel in things, and how I deal with my stress and how I deal with, let's say anxiety, anything else of that sort, because I have the foundation. I've built it up. I would understand if someone lacks that foundation. You're just trying to see what sticks. Try everything. 100%. Okay. Try everything until something works and then stick with that. For Omar and I, we haven't tried everything, but we've tried a lot of things and we've seen the things that stick. We've seen the things that work and the things that don't work. Right. Mm-hmm. So in those situations, you have to trust yourself. There's just no other way. You can't do it if you can't trust yourself, and you can't trust yourself if you haven't put in the work, if you haven't put in the effort to know, hey, I'm going to be okay. This sucks. This is not ideal. I could have dealt with this and that better. This thing's going on. That's going on. I'm going to be okay though. Right.
Yeah.
That's the important thing to realize. And you need to, when you say that, trust yourself and believe you are going to be okay. You can't just go in the corner and be like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. Everything else is burning around you. That's not going to work, right? It's not the words that make you feel comfortable and make you feel like you can do this. It's the work that you've previously put in that allow you to be in that certain position. So again, another thing there to help you guys out.
Yeah, absolutely. Boom. And, if you are currently feeling stressed or you're currently going through it, right? Remember, just like anything else in life, it's only a matter of time before it goes away. Nothing's permanent. Not the good and not the bad either, right?
Nothing's permanent, right? But the habits that you build, that's the thing that matters. I never shut up about this, but like, nothing's permanent. So that specific situation that Omar just went through this week won't come up exactly the same. But there will be another situation that comes up in his life that is very similar and can be worse or it can be better, either way. And what is he going to think about? He has to be thinking about, how did I deal with this previously? And if he dealt with it poorly previously, he's going to think, let me just do that again. Let me try to do it a little bit better, right? That's where those bad habits, I never shut up about this, but your habits matter more than that. The moment will pass, yes. But how you deal with that moment and how it builds you up for the future is what really matters. Because if you barely deal with stress now, how will you deal with stress when it's multiplied by 5? How will you deal with it when it's multiplied by 50? Right? That's what I'm talking about when I say you slowly have to build yourself up and build good habits so that then when the next moment comes up, and it will come, you're better prepared than you were previously. Right? So just throwing in that in, the habit is really the thing that matters, but 100%, the moment will pass.
Yeah. Thanks for interrupting, Juan.
Appreciate you're right. I'm sorry. I thought that was important enough. Apologize, but I thought that was important enough.
Yeah. It definitely was. That's really it, but as I've realized recently, it's like, if I allow things to get to the point where I'm stressed, then I'm not taking care of myself. I'm not taking care of the things at hand. And ultimately, I'm not managing myself correctly. So if you are stressed, also use that as kind of a red flag, like, hey, things aren't right for a reason. Like, it's not just like, oh, it's just life is this or whatever, like how you were saying, people just write it off. it is what it is, or, you know, fuck it, that's life. It's like, no, it's not fuck it, that's life. It's, this is your life. It's, you're behind the wheel. This is your life. You need to take control. You need to assume full responsibility for all your actions and what's going on. Get that accountability, build some awareness, build a plan, reflect on that, and fucking go for that shit, right? But until then, you're just going to be like, I don't know what's going on. That's how you get there, right?
Right. So
but with that,
you've gone through that. Last thing, right, to end with this. So you've gone through that, and you've gone through a difficult moment. You didn't deal with it, perhaps appropriately. Other factors coming in, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You, how then are you approaching the next couple of days and then the next week?
I think I'm going to just give up.
Just give up? Just like that?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely fucking.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Oh, I should have cut it off right there. Just have you quoted with that.
Just a little cliffhanger there.
Yeah.
So will we be back? Will we not?
What's your plan of action?
I need to reassess my my time. And I kind of described that to you previously. But I need to manage my time better. I need to have time slots for the things that are important to me and not just prioritize my job and let everything else revolve around it, you know? Yes, it is a very large priority for me right now, but I have other aspects to my life that are equally as important. I need to make time for everything. I just need to kind of, I guess, assess myself in terms of what I can tolerate, right? Because you could want to do as many things as you want throughout the day, but as we've said before, you know, the workout is just important as the rest time, right? The downtime. Yeah. So I need to create something that will be balanced enough to allow me to get to all these things throughout the day where I'm not, you know, staying up super late to get the last thing done because I didn't, you know, manage my time correctly because perhaps I spent too much time at work or too much time at the gym or too much time resting in between.
Right.
But this is something I will continue to develop and kind of, try to improve as I go on in this journey of life.
Nice. I think if you don't mind, if we can check in next week, see how you dealt with the week after. Doesn't have to be anything specific, but just to give people a sort of, you know, this happened, this is how I'm planning on deal with it, and this is what happened, right? To see, not only for yourself, I mean, it'll be a sort of accountability level, but also for people out there, right? To actually see these things in practice. Our motto is not just words, action. So even more pressure there.
Thanks for the pressure. I'm feeling stressed.
Yeah, this is the time to be like, no, we're going to change our motto.
Yeah. This is where we all change.
Yeah. All
yeah,
words, no action.
Fuck, that's nice. So funny.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely down because, as I've said before, I mean, ultimately, the whole purpose behind this podcast is to hope that at least one person out there can take something from it, you know, and we don't want to give you guys this like false image of who we are or what we're doing here. Like, this is very real. And we're oftentimes speaking about things as we're going through them. You know, this isn't something that you can necessarily make up. And as we continue to develop ourselves and the podcast and continue to get ahead in our journey, I mean, you guys will be hearing a lot about it. There might be some details that will be spared. There might be some things we won't go into, but everything is very real. This is a very personal thing. And you know, I hope that it does help somebody else out there that's also going through with it.
Certainly. Appreciate that. And we appreciate everyone watching as well. We'll end with the words of wisdom. But before that, as always, make sure to subscribe, like, follow us on Instagram at The Intrinsic Podcast. And also feel free to send us any messages, whether it be through that or Gmail. Probably that. I don't know who emails anymore except for work. But yeah,
AOL. Slide to our
AOL, the Hotmail. Hit us up on IG. Any questions about topics, potential collaborations, so on and so forth. So we're always willing to open up, meet new, interesting people, whether, you know, at whatever level they are in their life. So definitely. Absolutely. Look forward to some additional material coming in with a couple of different guests. Hopefully we can get some people from my company as well in the near term future. So look forward to that. And as always, appreciate it. So Omar.
Definitely. Well, let's send you guys off with the words of wisdom. Today's wow comes from a very fine gentleman, a gentleman and a scholar.
I knew you were going to say that. And if you didn't say that, I would have said that. A gentleman and a scholar.
None other than Mr. Dwight Schrute. Now, nice. If you don't know who Dwight Schrute is, he's a fictitious character from The Office. But hey, the guy's a badass.
You know, no, he's real.
Okay, and the quote is as follows. I am ready to face any challenges that might be foolish enough to face me.
And audacity. That's that. The audacity.
Jesus
Christ. That's all. Thanks for listening, everyone. See ya.
Right, thanks, guys.